The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1, NIV. King David is responsible for uniting the 12 tribes of Israel into one kingdom. King Solomon, David's son, built a beautiful and magnificent temple for God and established Jerusalem as the capital city. Proverbs is the Hebrew word mesal. It means wisdom, sayings of various types, a short, pithy saying that is easy to remember, parable, a brief story with symbolic meaning. NIV Bible Concordance, page 1436. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance, for understanding proverbs and parables, for sayings and riddles of the wise. Chapter 1, verses 2 through 6, NIV. King Solomon is writing to the people of Israel. His purpose for writing Proverbs is to impart knowledge that leads to wisdom. Wisdom is applied knowledge. He gave us 5 descriptive verses of how wisdom shows up in life for us. We are to get knowledge that leads us to doing what is right, just, and fair. Knowledge that leads to prudent, cautious behavior, knowledge that leads to discernment, knowledge that helps us understand parables, riddles, and sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Chapter 1, verse 7, NIV. As we grow our relationship with God by reading the Bible, worship, prayer, and fasting, we begin to grow spiritually, and it should permeate the 4 other areas of life. We should expect and be maturing physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. This is a litmus test to getting our relationship with God correct.